Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Kathy. How's it going?
Oof, well, I've had better days.
Oh dear, what's happened?
Well, do you remember those boots I was looking at last week?
The brown leather ones?
Yes. Well, anyway, yesterday I decided to go back and buy them.
Oh, cool.
Ah, well.
Oh.
Yes, oh. I thought they were really good value when I bought them. 50% off a pair of designer boots that had just come out only 6 months ago.
So what happened? Were they the wrong size or something?
That's what typically happens to me, but no, not this time. When I got home and took them out of the box, I realized why they had 50% off.
What do you mean?
As soon as I took them out of the box and turned them over, I saw that one of them had a big black mark on the side.
That's absolutely awful. I hope you took them back to the shop.
Yes, of course I did, but.
They didn't refuse to give you a refund, did they?
Ha! Yes, you've got it. I couldn't believe it.
I'm not surprised. But how? What did they say?
Well, I went back to the shop and I found the manager and told him what had happened. That I'd been into the shop last week and tried on the boots, and then I'd gone back yesterday to buy them. I couldn't see them on the shelves, so I asked the assistant, and he brought them out already in the box.
But didn't he show you the boots before you paid for them?
Well, yes, he did. He took the top off the box and asked me if everything was okay. But by that time, you see, the boots were already lying flat inside the box, so I could only see the good side of them. I didn't think to ask him to take them out of the box again.
Of course not. Why would you? So, what did the manager say to that?
He told me that as a rule, they would always give someone a refund, but that that wasn't possible this time because they were in the sale.
You're kidding. So, what happened?
Well, he asked me if the shop assistant had shown me the boots in the box before I'd paid for them, and I admitted that he had. But I said that I hadn't realized that they were on sale because there was something wrong with them. But again, he just said that he was really sorry, but he couldn't give me a refund.
Oh, what a.
I
So, what's happening now?
To be honest, I don't know. Jim suggested that I call a lawyer or something, but I'm not sure I want to go that far.
Oh, I'm sorry. That really is bad, isn't it?
I know. So what would you recommend I do?
Well, how about